Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospital's Fat Faves, and with me today is Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz. He's a consultant cardiologist from Pantai Hospital Ayer Keroh, and he's here to talk to us about acute coronary syndrome. So, Dato Dr. Nur Izam, what is acute coronary syndrome and how is it caused?
Acute coronary syndrome is a clinical condition caused by blockages of the coronary arteries to the heart, and this is due to blood clots forming in the coronary arteries. Acute coronary syndrome usually presents itself as chest pain, and whether at rest or on exertion, and this can last between 10 to 15 minutes and sometimes up to several hours. It is also associated with difficulty in breathing, heart palpitations, and people feel as like their heart is racing, and some patients may experience nausea, vomiting, and may sweat profusely. In medical terms, acute coronary syndrome can be divided into three forms. The major one, which we call ST elevation myocardial infarction, and the more minor forms of heart attack, which we call the non-ST elevation infarction and unstable angina.
Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz, I got another question for you, but hold that thought. First, let's get into the music. Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. We've got Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz, a consultant cardiologist from Pantai Hospital Ayer Keroh, here with me. Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz, what are the risk factors of acute coronary syndrome?
The risk factors for coronary syndrome are divided into two groups, the modifiable and the non-modifiable factors. The modifiable factors are conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol levels, and smoking. The non-modifiable factors are mainly genetic factors and also aging.
Mixed Day is brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. We've got Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz, a consultant cardiologist from Pantai Hospital Ayer Keroh, here with me. Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz, how is acute coronary syndrome diagnosed and treated?
The diagnosis is made on clinical history, physical examination. We also do investigations such as the electrocardiogram, blood troponin levels. We also sometimes perform echocardiograms to look at the heart contractions, and occasionally emergency angiography. Treatment of the major form is by a balloon angioplasty and stenting. We also use thrombolytic agents, or what is known as clot busters. Long-term treatment involves lifestyle changes, blood thinning medicines such as aspirin, and cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Thank you, Dato Dr. Nur Izam Aziz. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.
In a world of 1 million wrestling podcasts, there is a new shining star with great interviews, analysis, music, and me, Matt Kuhn, on Total Engagement. Go to any podcast platform to listen today.